O company of men who are celebrated and enjoy good repute on account of your learning, not only have you failed to fulfill the rights and the haqq of Allah, but you have also taken the rights of us imams lightly. And furthermore, you have completely wasted the rights of the oppressed and the weak. Yet, you have assiduously pursued what you regard as your own personal rights. Neither have you sacrificed your wealth, nor have you endangered your lives for the sake of Allah, the One who created you. Nor have you fought against any group or tribe for the sake of Allah. Nevertheless, you desire and regard it as your due that Allah should grant you paradise and the company of Allah's prophets and security from Allah's chastisement of the fire in the hereafter. O Allah, you surely know that whatever I have said is not for the sake of rivalry for power, nor for the sake of wealth and abundance, or the futile vanities of the world, but because we desired the establishment of the landmarks of thy religion, to reform the affairs in thy lands, the protection and the security of thy oppressed creatures from people, and so that thy commands, thy traditions, and the duties laid down by thee are put into practice. So if you, O scholars and elite of the Ummah, do not assist us and do not do us justice, then the oppressors will overpower you and they will work towards extinguishing the light of your prophet.